VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians and hospital officials say at least 39 people were killed by Israeli strikes across northern Gaza. The deaths Saturday come a day after at least 25 people were killed in strikes on tent camps and 50 wounded near the southern city of Rafah. Fadel Naim, director of the El Ali Hospital in Gaza City, told the Associated Press that the 36 bodies arrived at the hospital. As the U.S. divide over the war in Gaza continues and the U.S. presidential race heats up, one person centered in politics in his region is Abdullah Hamoud. He is a Democratic mayor of Dearborn, a city in the swing state of Michigan with a majority Arab American population, which largely opposes President Joe Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. He says in an interview with agency France Presse that the president risked losing the re-election.
His current stance on Gaza is unacceptable. And the things that he has supported, the things that he has said are unacceptable. And frankly, it's, you know, Biden right now who is choosing Benjamin Netanyahu over American democracy.
55% of Dearborn's residents are of Arab background. Thousands of protesters rallied in Tel Aviv on Saturday to mark the 20th birthday of Nama Levi, a hostage who had been held in Gaza since October 7th when Hamas fighters stormed into Israel, capturing more than 100 people. Her brother Amit points to a picture of her smiling.
I have so many thoughts about what she might be going through, and looking at her smile like this, I just need to convince myself that she has the power and strength to smile, not all the time, but from time to time, and have optimism in herself and in her heart.
Nama had just begun her duties in the Israeli Defense Forces when she was seized, along with four other female army conscripts, by Hamas gunmen during